Hello and welcome to Angels and Demons at Play.
Okay, well I just woke up and you already don't care that I tried my best to hold you through the headset that you wear. And as tight as I might hold it, over where the signal's good, there's no way to save your evening now. Through the little phone that could, and yes, I was tempted, and I christened me lonely, I pretend. To falter, and I burned scented candles there, and I hung some good pictures where the paintwork was perfect, so no one could doubt it. Oh, I was still losing.
Show me the light.
Black Country New Road there with a brand new single called Bread Song on Ninja Tune record labels, and that's from a forthcoming LP called Ants Up There, and that comes out in February, I think, next year, also on Ninja Tunes, of course. And the Black Country New Road, the from the Brixton scene, and I played Black Midi last week. And I'm live this week, and thanks to Will for a fantastic show, and we'll follow up with a bit of Neverman, remixed by Boards of Canada.
Thank you.
Oh, that was Joy Orbison there with the wonderful voice of Lee Sen in a track called Better from his LP that you're going to hear a lot more from this show, Still Slipping Volume 1, that came out in August under Hinge Finger record label, which is under license to XL Recordings. And it's just a great LP, I love it to bits. And before that, a band called Neverman, which is a trio, Dose One, Mike Patton and Tunde Adepimi, that's it. And that track is called Treat 'Em Right, and that was a Border Canada remix, and that was the instrumental remix. There is a vocal remix also by the Border Canada as well. And yeah, again, that just came out last month. Next, I'm going to play some Jay Dilla, who I'm sure I've played this before some couple of years ago, and it fits well with a lovely tall black guy track with Ozzy Moore that's coming up straight after it.
A nigga like the lift. For no reason at all, I can't recall her niggas throwing C's in my face. Down the hall, I'm kicking it in the back of the school, eating chicken at 3. Wondering why's everybody always picking on me. I tried to talk and tell him, till I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I wasn't scared, just real nervous and unprepared to deal with scrapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock a nigga out. But now in 95, I was surviving as a man on my own. Fuck around with fat lip, yes, she get blown. I'm not trying to show no macho is shown, but when it's on, then it's on.
Can't keep running away. Up on his own, can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze. Please, they got problems of their own. Therefore they count on 7 chicken 6. Don't get to heaven till they face these fears and these fear zones. Used to get jacked back up in high school. I played it cool just so some real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than an evil redneck can lead to helpless color figure. And as a victim, I am feeling low key. Still the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form form free. Said I'm gonna get some before they knocking out me. I don't sweat it, I let the bullshit blow in the breeze. In other words, just the breeze, yeah.
In any positions with me, cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy to do any type of maintaining. Cause all the gaming and training from entertaining is hella straining to the brain. But I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning.
Can't keep running away.
Yeah.
You can't keep running away. You can't keep running away. Let it end that way. Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away. Running away. Oh, yeah. You can't keep running away. But in that way. Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away.
Now can a man give his all and not expect a return? Let me put it like this, cause if you answer yes, the follow up to that is more about. If you're a bleeding heart, how long before you end up bleeding out? Devoted to vow, principled, committed, content. And all that's left inside your cup is a sip. If all you need is a swallow, you probably honestly content with your spit. Sacrifice is godly, but let the modest vent. For a minute, get it and I'll digress. But I've been feeling like what I got left. Hard to stay positive when I ain't caught that right break yet. They talking, but it seems it's coming out the side they neck. Cause I ain't signed a dotted line, not yet, partner. Was on my chest, along with these high price stakes. And if I wait, I risk watching another shorty who benefit from my time slip out of reach of that leadership that might be what defines his trajectory change. This mess is insane. Budget cutting their lifelines while capital gains in entertainment. Pharmaceuticals masking the pain. Humans are cool with what is inhumane. And who is to blame? There's blood on my hands, and you is the same. There's also dirt under my nails from working for change. It's jingling, baby. Arm raised, fist in the knot. The more emotion I put into it, the harder I rock.
You can't keep running away. But in that way. Can't keep running away. Can't keep running away. Running away. Oh, yeah.
They say you just like your daddy, referring to the most unflattering parts about him. The gambling, the women and the liquor, the hammer on the head to hang the picture, and he rowdy. The hose he left in the drywall when he was pounding, kinda like the ones you do. Funny you was never around him, and vowed to be the furthest thing from him until you find yourself fitting the bill. Like if it cracks like a duck, it's Howard. Where have we gone historically to speak on sadness? Besides the church, and if it lingers, then you cast it. Imagine if Hathaway had more than a melody to support him. Maybe he still be around to sing out the answers. Black man has had to stand stronger than your average. Expected to wear the bronze armor to the casket. Easy to smoke, easy to dance, easy to laugh it off, to joke, to sing a song of praise and hope, to cope is magic. Tragic.
You can't keep running away. But in that way. Can't keep running away. But in that way. Can't keep running away. Running away, oh, yeah.
First up there, the great Jay Dilla. Well, that was producing The Far Side with a track called Running from 1992, I think. And Jay Dillard died at home just before his 32nd birthday from a very rare blood disease. I think he had a heart attack, and yeah, tragic really. And then a lovely tribute to that by a brand new LP by Tall Black Guy and Ozzy Moore, featuring Malala, that track, and it's called Running Away. And yeah, really good LP as well. That's just come out last month, I think. Next up, we're going to have Kerry's very own junior brother with a brand new single called Life's New Haircut.
Life got a new haircut, a choice you could call rash, bleach and tree fringes, and a great big moustache. Nothing can be done when nothing's in your hand. Let the scissors come, rearrange the land. Funny looks from people bustling by, flat caps on their heads, hiding what's inside, blocking out the sun. A coif to bet the band. Let the razor come, rearrange the land is boiling. Glad we're not alone. Glad we're not
looking in the mirror.
Yeah, first up there, Junior Brother, as I said, with a brand new single, although I think he wrote it just before lockdown, and pertinent to the times it was at all, with quite a serious song called Life's New Haircut. Followed up by not so quite a serious song by Pigs, 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 and featuring the lovely Eggs from Lancashire, and with their cover of Hot Stuff, the Donna Summer classic. Yeah, and that's just out as well. I think it just came out last week. And it's worth looking at the pigstime7.com, because they've got a tour going on, and I think they've invited the lovely Eggs to join them as special guests at their show in Nottingham. They've got friends, good friends like Bloom and Richard Dawson and Obey Cobra and Kulk and others to join on various dates in the tour. So well worth having a look at that. Okay, to carry on with the brand new stuff, a bit more brand new stuff from Mount Kimby.
Thank you. The bourgeoisie creates a world in its image. We must destroy that image. We must destroy them.
Yeah, first up there, Mount Kimby, electronic music duo, Dominic Maker and Kai Kamos, and they formed in 2008 and part of the dubstep scene, but then they sort of stopped that sort of genre really when their debut album, Crooks and Lovers, was DJ Magd listed it as one of the defining albums of the decade. And that track came out in September time, and it was free to download. There was two tracks, the Black Stone and Blue Liquid, and they were actually written for the LP Love What Remains that was released in 2017, and they were hung over from that, and they just, yeah, as I said, free downloads, although they're available on all the platforms now. And next after that was High Contrast, and with Alan Fitzpatrick, the techno DJ, and teaming up there with High Contrast, the drum and bass hardcore stuff from Hospital Records and people like that over the years. And they got together because of their interest in the 90s old school beats, and the track was called Bourgeois Imagery. And that comes out, well, it's out as a single, but it comes out on the LP Machine Therapy by Alan Fitzpatrick on the 12th of November on Anjuna Deep Records. And the next was Fortet, of course. I have to play Fortet in the show, from Parallel, which came out earlier this year. Parallel is, it's a collection of tracks that began in 2017 under his Wingding monikers that nobody really understands what they mean. I think he released six records under those under that moniker, and he's retitled them Parallel, and released it as an LP earlier in the year. Okay, so well, that's about it for tonight, and I'm going to go out with an old one from 1996 on Junior Boyne's Own Records. The LP was called Second Toughest of the Infants, and it's Underworld with Pearl's Girl.